We've got Lucas. Lucas is in, and you're on the four P's, plus it's kind of a work experience week for you as well. And we're going to do your five questions. So, Lucas, ask me anything. Turn the tables. I'm asking you five questions, all right? So, are you ready for your five questions?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so, first question. Why Chelsea? We know you're a Chelsea fan. Why Chelsea?
They're the first team that I can remember seeing on TV.
I'll tell you why you support Chelsea, because they won the league when you were little, and you thought, I'll jump on the bandwagon. They won the league and they won the European Cup, and you thought, do you know what? I like that. Come on, be honest.
No.
It's true, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Don't lie.
No, it's the first team that I can remember seeing on TV.
On the TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your nose just grew a little bit bigger, like Pinocchio. So who's your favourite Chelsea player? That's not one of the questions, by the way. I'm just, you know.
Costa.
You like Costa? You yeah. like Diogo Costa?
He's a good player.
No one likes him.
He's a good player,
he's
though.
Horrible.
Yeah, but he's a good player.
He is a good player. You're absolutely right. And he gets goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's an animal as well. He really is on the pitch. Now, that's Chelsea done and dusted. Don't want to talk about Chelsea anymore. If, just say, for instance, someone cast a spell and you could only drink one drink for the rest of your life... So every day you could only drink this one drink. What would it be?
Water.
Water?
Yeah.
God, how boring are you for a 15-year-old? Sensible. I like that. I thought you were going to say, I don't know, hot chocolate or Tango. No, or other products are available.
Really like water.
You like water?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I think water's a drag to drink. I know you've got to drink it, and I don't drink enough water. I probably drink more beer than I do water, which is wrong. But anyway, next question. Ready for it?
Yeah.
What film have you seen more than any other? So if you were watching a film, you know, more times than any other, what would it be? What film could you watch over and over again?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I have no idea.
There must be a couple of films that you've seen a good few times and enjoyed.
I've seen like Indiana Jones, I've seen them, and Star Wars.
Okay, you're a Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
And you've probably seen all of them more than once?
Yeah.
Okay, which one more than any other? Don't tell me it's the first three, because they were really awful.
No, it's the most really the fourth one.
Right, okay. So what? How many times? Three, four times, five, more?
I don't know, it's mostly more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Good grief. What about you, Shirley? How many films do you watch over and over again?
I'm not a film fan, am I, Ian? You know that. I don't...
You fall
don't
asleep.
Watch a lot of films. Yeah, I can't keep quiet, so we don't...
I could watch Grease over and over again. Used to. I couldn't do it now.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, ready for another fun? Another one?
Yeah.
Okay, next question is, what's your favourite meal?
My favourite meal.
So if your mum could say, so you got the choice, you can either cook yourself a bit of bacon and a baguette, but if you could have the favourite, what's the favourite food? What if you could go out and get anything and cook it, or go out and get anything ordered, or go into a takeaway, where would you go?
No, I'd have to get some steak.
Some steak,
yeah.
Right? So steak and chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, mushrooms?
No.
No mushrooms? Don't like mushrooms?
No, I don't like them.
A bit of a sauce going on? Pepper sauce maybe? Just a dry steak?
A steak with like some salt on it.
Yeah, I'm liking that. Yeah. Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. You're starting to get hungry now, aren't you? Because I am. Okay, so that's your favourite meal, steak, just on its own. Onion rings.
No, I don't like onion rings.
Chips.
Yeah, I like chips.
Yeah, chips. Steak and chips.
Yeah,
that's it. Steak and chips, bit of salt.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, that's how I used to be. And then the wife done this sauce one time, and I thought, wow, that's nice. That sort of makes it better. Okay, so I asked this question to Curtis, and he couldn't think of anybody. Maybe you can. Okay, so if you could date anybody, go on a date with anybody in the world, you know, no questions asked, just going on a date, who would you go on a date with?
First one that comes to mind is Emma Watson.
Which one's it? Who's Emma Watson?
Still one out of like Harry Potter.
Oh, right, oh. I see. Yeah, she's rough. I think she's roughly your age. She's always been young, isn't she? And now Emma Watson, she must be about sort of 30 odd now, isn't she?
I don't know.
You like older women then?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Come on, tell the truth now.
So, where would you go on this date? Cinema? Out for a steak and chips?
Don't know. I don't know.
All right, so Emma Watson is the one that you would go on a date with.
Yeah.
Maybe you go to Stamford Bridge after you've had a, you know, steak and chips.
Yeah, you could do that.
Have you ever been to Stamford Bridge?
No.
You haven't? Would you want to go?
Yeah.
Because you like playing football, but you're not that fussed about watching it, are you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you play for anybody?
No.
You don't play for anybody? So where do you... Because I know you said you're always playing. Where do you go and play?
I play with my friends sometimes.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Because when we were kids, we just used to play on anybody's grass. We used to just annoy everybody. You know, you'd have someone's window as a goal. You know, that's what we used to do, just play on their grass. Up Pan, it was different up there. You know, you play up against someone's house and stuff. I bet you go to a park now and play, don't you? Because we're spoiled now. You've got parks.
Yeah, we do sometimes.
Back then, we just used to go and ruin somebody's lawn because it was easy. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, look, that's your five questions. You did quite well, actually.